the tapes out.
Listen.
You are gonna speak, Maggie.
Yeah, I know.
You are. You are. You're speaking then. You were.
First time you, Maggie, your mouth shut.
Possible for you to keep yours shut, that's for sure.
See, that we got out of you.
Yeah, that's all right. Then why did you start with him?
Where's Bradley Stoke North to?
Bradley Stoke is near Crick School Place.
Oh, that's not too bad then, might be better then. It's cold, isn't it?
Just gonna put tape on there.
I've got to, innit? I've gotta use them up.
Gotta use them up, yeah. Gotta get your £25, haven't I?
I'm not speaking. Is that your register?
Let's take the very first swim round to Maggie's next time we go round there and play it back to her. Oh, it's hilarious. Honest to God, it is hilarious. Yours and Googie's voice very prominent. Mine sounds like sandpaper. Terrible.
You trying to tell me I got a big voice?
Well, not really, but a very strong voice.
I'm wired.
Yours is strong, yeah, it's like, wow.
It's like, do you,
the swear
is
wonderful.
Ring rights and phone number at Lawrence Boston, right?
Just don't put it on when you have a political argument with Billy, all right?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about that.
Who's your voice in the play? Dad got the pen.
Gotta write down who's in here and who's talking.
First week of January, if you want a hamper, okay?
Yeah.
Got, get a hamper, get it ordered by the first week of January.
Right.
Otherwise, we'll be going wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you are, Julie, right, it's here, okay? Put a square around it, give it a ring, and ask them, I only want the two front seats.
Oh, no, after Christmas, it's gonna be too crunchy. About two front seats.
To Sally, what do you want for Christmas? Box of chocolate. She's dirty, isn't she?
It's not nice, is
it? My girlfriend told me last night, and I go, Jim, look at
that.
Jim, look at that. Look at the stickers, Jim.
What stickers? No, they can have those little ones. I got three quarters.
I'll see here, David, if I go to front room to clean up now.
No, we've got a pen.
Or do you have a pen? No, we are, so I've got a pen. I couldn't see the washing when I come out of Google's and I said, I'm washing on that line. I said, I can't see it. She said, no, there ain't no washing on that line. She said, oh, no, me gonna took it down the laundrette and dried it for you. And it's still on the line.
I'll just go put some more out. I'm gonna go into, but I'm gonna think. I've got to go out there at 1 o'clock, so. Off to go again.
I never seen anybody.
Keep red down.
Last night, when you went out, but that dog was
bananas!
I think is that Isabel's dog again?
Oh,
I've got a lot of money coming my way.
He was out there the other night. And about a lot. She might get a couple of nights with him then.
Yeah? What is it all about?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they have company, the threaders.
Yeah, and even he was gone the other night, can't he?
Mm-hmm.
And I sat in the front of my car, and Tina going. And Copper was going, I said, could she just go out? Something's going on out there, both of them are going out there.
Hey, tell Betty how big that thing of roses was in Woolworths.
Like that.
Bloody big.
Was that a jar?
No,
it
was a plastic container. What, like that?
$12.99.
All right, you could use it as a waste paper basket afterwards.
Blimey, is that big?
I said, Max, look at this.
What's missing? The whole lot there. The hammer into it, shall
we? Max is picking her tongue.
When this girl's was making a tape last night for their grandma and granddad,
yeah.
You know. And Keith was acting simply and then barking like a dog meowing like
there's only about that quite solid. Excuse me, Josh. Sally, can you push it? Look, you moan about everybody else. Quite just what you preach.
Why don't you go that way then?
I don't want to
That's too heavy.
That's what Dave was just saying, funny enough.
It's too cold.
No, it's not.
It's a bit damp. I'll never get out of bath.
Well, just hope. Just pray and hope that the temperature don't go up slightly. Because if it does, then it will.
Well, they forecast.
What it does, it's cold, then all of a sudden the temperature would just suddenly rise. And that's the time when you get snow. Where the heat, it's a climate.
So they all have a nosy at your hamper when it was brought in?
Well, I came back from coffee and it was nearly put away.
Did you tell you about my cupboard on the
dear, is he on the sagging, is it?
She said, Mike, you're not going to need that cupboard like that, are you? I said, well, what's wrong with it? She said, I'm hearing that look. Oh my God, dear, what happened?
Oh my goodness. That's what he put ours down there and in here.
Yeah.
So we've got to hold the booze.
We've got to hold the booze.
Dog will be here next week.
Now, is that supposed
say
to
no
be
more,
something?
Innit?
Yeah, but David's coming with her.
And a mate of his as well, and the kids.
So that's it, the booze has got hit.
Behind everything.
And Clayton's not allowed to open his big mouth.
Put it in the shed and lock it in. Warrior outside, all in tins and glass.
Yeah, by the way, you used to get your parts of toad outside, mate.
Yeah, I forgot about them like before, and I forgot to tell her about it last night, so.
Rolla could come up, didn't she, yesterday to see where Sally got her stuff, please.
Oh,
and I said, no, she hasn't. I said, she can't get into the shop, not this week. Rolla's tough.
Well, she told me there ain't no point going in there before the weekend, before the night, anyway, because I'll be up there
soon.
That's Chris have asked to get some.
Just want to leave it so she gets in it.
Well, that's it. I just said, well, I do. What they say, just get what you can.
Because they're trying to sell it. Most of it off anyway because they have their stock taken.
Yeah, we stopped in the new year to start off again this week.
Yeah, so try to get as rid of as much as
possible. Okay, Meg?
Thank you, David.
Sure, Mrs. Meg.
Quite sure, thank you, Mrs.
Meg. Okay.
Do you have any? What's wrong with
you? You are to sit here.
Being as he tried to squash me twice behind the back door,
he's got to be polite.
Then?
I squashed right behind the back door in that room.
Stuck his cold angles down
my neck. Why does every time I sit somewhere, he's always got to sit somewhere near me?
They're on my purse.
Rover,
listen to this, Lily.
Rover, 3.5 VP, V-Red, 67,000 miles, 11 months MOT, excellent for its superb drive,
£1,595.
Eh?
What
Reg? V-Red. V-Red. It's on acid. I think they put the one in front, didn't you? It was a mistake.
Must have been very marvellous, didn't it, so that way?
Must look brand new. Mm. Well, look at this then. River 35 SE Auto, Y-Rex. FSH. Ground rubber. Factory slopes on with PS. Electric windows mirror. Central stereo. Trip. Computer. Rear seat belts. Alloy wheels. Tow boilers. 11 months MOT. 5 months stats. All in good condition. £995.
I had fun, did I?
You've been in throwing my catalogue out. I only had two.
What catalogue?
My hampers.
Hampers.
No, I've seen your catalogue.
It was with the papers, so that's got me.
That's not bad, is it?
That's the price they're going for now.
Rover 35 SE, W Red, MOT Intact, say 492, metallic blue, leather interior, auto, alloy, twin socket, tower, and sunroof. Good all round condition.
Yeah, sort her out.
Or small car with tax number 2 taken in part exchange.
Economise it.
Christina, were we expected a siege or something? So we never know.
Well, that's it. You don't, do you? I mean, if we 10 foot in snow, can't get out.
No, I've got me booking stamps from Iceland, so I can fill my freezer up as well.
Oh, with her stamps, what she had for us, little good. She could wear Christmas presents. That was a good outside.
That's a good idea.
Instead of buying food.
Because he's paid for the new flashlight, wasn't he? God, he had it about him.
Yes. He's got to walk around with the chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. The chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. I told him if he didn't wake up and be a bit more happy, I was going to knock it off.
You've upset him. You?
Please.
Oh, well, that's nothing to upset.
No seatbelt, you've got to stop for this.
He never. Of course, they're bloody tight right now. Oh, right on Merry Christmas.
I know. It's important. All the times are tight. He's still driving around without one now. You don't stop to get anywhere, you see.
Oh, well. How much fine is that? Or is it warning?
No, if it's penalty, and it's all start for 30 £60. 30, is it?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
£30 on Christmas?
I'm telling
him
that.
No.
Oh,
did you pay on the spot?
No.
Oh no, it's £50 then. £50, 3 points.
Tell me so sore.
£50, 3 points on your licence. They were doing it down the market, we went down the other week. £30 on the spot, £50, 3 points.
What, no seatbelt?
No seatbelt.
Well, at least the copper stopped.
So they were stopping everybody who was going to the market with no seatbelt. £30 on the spot, £50, 3 points.
I ain't gonna tell you that.
His class does have no L plate split. Now that's a £36 on the spot fine.
Oh my goodness.
Well, just
don't tell him.
Don't
that.
Tell him so.
No,
will you?
Just don't ignore it.
Let him drop through the door.
Oh my God, when I was my friend there, then
you
I'll
know that
let
the letter come.
Bloody awful, isn't it?
He thinks it's 16 back.
It's £16.
You were saying they can't do their job, they can't go out and get these proper bloody
criminals. Well, it's true.
It's
true.
They go and pick up. Oh, God, here we go.
Was you there? Was you?
Yeah.
He was sat in the back seat, right?
Well, yeah. Not when he got pulled, but I was sat in the back seat when he was pissy. He was talking about it and he was getting really pissy.
Then we goes in the gallery. Well, have you tried to park in the gallery yet?
No, don't worry.
Don't bother.
Right,
it is so narrow, there's no room to manoeuvre, and we've got no lock on that car. You should have seen the state he was getting in, right? Because he could go around a bloody corner. Then he could find
hard to get that 14 around.
No, so
heavy.
This is this, River Free 5 SDI braking. Man, your alley wheels, no MOT or tax, £250.
Because it's an old car.
Mind you, he enjoyed coming out with the car part though,
didn't he? Yeah, yeah, he's getting
you go round and round to go down? Hey, you loving that.
Oh my God. Looking for the foot on the brakes and we're going to go right up his backside.
Oh, that was yesterday, that. Wasn't it? Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday night. I was falling on the car and I know it was a learner, right? Now obviously it was her first time out. She marked the pavement 3 times.
Oh.
Anyway, she was coming on, there was a push bike in front. I said, you watch this, Doug. She slid all the way right to the end behind. She did. So anyway, we come up to the roundabout and I said, hopefully she'd turn right.
Never.
She decided to turn left. There's nothing coming down over there. I foot down, overtook, gone. I was at the top of the hill, there's nowhere in sight. I thought then four cars behind me.
Oh.
And she was
terrible. We went out Saturday night. We got at the top of the road, didn't we? Up here. Pulled out up here and going up towards like Wellings Way. A bloody car was in front like that. We was here.
Hi! It's my fucking tea!
Language.
They can say no.
I thought you put out for me. You didn't say you tea here.
No, I never.
You did.
I didn't say for you.
You did though.
No, I never.
Don't.
Oh, well, anyhow, as we were saying. Car in front, we're here, car here. He just decides to pull over like that, doesn't he?
No, he pulled out usually, Mary.
Oh! Well, don't explain.
You stop.
He pulled in.
That's right, pulled in.
He pulled in, then he pushed her out.
Didn't bother to indicate it was coming
no
out.
No signals or nothing, just pulled
straight
her out.
Straight from us. Straight.
He must have been somebody looking for a house. We know there wasn't there.
Didn't bother to look at the mirror as he was on the other.
He pushed her out.
So David was...
Good job he went like that. Oh.
Yeah, I'll bet.
He's nearly on that bend as well. You know, as you go around where Terry's lit.
Yeah.
Bloody
some crap pots on the roof, mine in there.
I'm not telling many Suzuki logs in there, obviously people want to keep them.
It's like on that bypass from Denham, Picard Denham, Saltford go up the roundabout, straight on down, and he's down that straight towards the Globe on the corner.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And coming back the other way. He always cuts somebody up along there because they're going too fast. You see, they see a straight road on the outside lane, go straight down, see, so now you got to decide to indicate and decide to pull over. And then start there thinking, God,
honestly, I hate that. I get so nervous when we get too near a car. I think, oh my God, sometimes they're so unpredictable.
He does it on purpose.
And it's your fault if you've got this 2C and
125. He does it on purpose. He's going too fast, bang the outside lane anyway.
Oh, I don't know.
Never mind. Right, let's go around and put my washing in.
I better go and sort that front room. Mm-hmm. Must be programmed. I put on this morning. I'm just getting worse.
Not with it, dear. That's what it is. Right then.
You've got no interest. That's what it is.
Thank you, Mr.
Man.
See you later.
Breathe in. Yeah, back. Drive it up.
That
mug. Have a fun, mug. Bye, my love.
There's another Suzuki up there.
Oh, a green red.
Yeah. Upsy-dupsy-day.
Shut up, Mother.
Huh? Pardon?
Shut up.
Well, I've
got a job to get
them
down
here. Well, that's dramatic. They're all the Segas, aren't they? 3D glasses, I mean, you know why. Sega game afterburner, £10. Sega Master System. Two control pads, like game talking, oh, it's not bad, really, £150. Sega Master System games, 5 games, all in boxes with instructions, £10 each.
Mm-hmm.
Sega Master System games. Be something next person, Optimus, Dogmastic,
and Noosen, done, innit?
Yeah. Bigot, Narrow Mind.
So all the twos.
So if you're narrow-minded, you're a zealot.
Yeah. So let's go to 18 then. Greedy. Something, it could be H-U-N-G-R-Y. Hungry?
Yeah, could be. Greedy or hungry?
Greedy. Eager to be suspended on railway. Hungry. So it is D-O-H, Doe.
Why, what was the clue for Doe?
Well, music. Money. Connected. Doe, isn't it? Money.
Yeah, Doe.
Mm.
And it's a deer.
Fearless is D-A-R-I-N-G, daring, isn't it?
Yeah.
You didn't think of that all the way around when, did you?
A 19, all-time dance. Ends in an A.
Oh, don't dance.
So it's not some
cha-cha-cha.
Lita?
Lita, yeah.
Could be cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Leave rearranged to take in West End dance.
Where did cha-cha come from?
C-A-R-E-T-A.
I
David!
That's because I'm in his chair. We thought he was getting ready. That's why I sat in your chair. You can sit in. Bet, tell your husband.
Detergent.
Bleach?
No, and something more on the end.
Cleaner.
Cleaner. I think Cha Cha then, is it?
No.
Foxtrot.
Gobby Valita. V A L E T A.
Well, we can't. I've got nothing in here, have we?
Try 20. Pierce. A something, T two something. Nah. Put name down to make record.
Dunno. I guess what my group's in here. Somewhere.
Do you know what Pierce is? Enter.
For an explanation of dancing, right? Got dance ball, notch. Full mass masquerade.
Passes Berlita.
Costume, fancy dress. Hot jam session, ballet, ballet dancing, classical ballroom dancing, choreography, and eurythmics.
Ordain.
Ah.
Ordain.
So eurythmics means
dancing. Ordain a priest. So what do you do? Ordain.
What's that? What's that?
Crossing. England's opening pair perform by degree. Ordain you. What about tension? Six letters, A, two somethings on the end. Family goes to the sound of music. You're paling, aren't you?
Pale, paling, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That ordain is edict, E-D-I-C-T.
So we want 10 across, tension, A something in on you. You're all...
nervous.
That's it, what are you? Family go to the sound of music.
Opera. No. Theatre.
No,
good to see
tension.
The...
Tension is...
That's a one
end. We don't know. Gosh!
What's that there?
G. Gore? What'd you say? Oh, gosh. Oh, gore. Oh.
Got.
God, you say something.
God.
What's that one?
Golly down? Sounds like half a horse.
What's that one down?
Washington.
Encourage. Who encourage what you do? I encourage you to come up here. What do I do? Say, oh, come on, that wins.
Invite.
Yes, you've got it. Invite. Stir up audible perception. I-N...
G is a G-G, innit?
B-I-T-E. Pardon?
G-G.
It's G. G-double-E-G. Horse.
What's that horse?
Yeah.
G-G.
Let's see.
Invite?
Yeah.
Is that?
I like it. So that the expression of regret is
love. Oh, love, isn't it?
Short of 24 hours. Short of 24 hours.
Especially what a pity.
What's it, especially if we get...
Some of a day, isn't it?
Loveless.
No, it's got to be a 24 hours is a day. Expression of regret. If we get 7 down cereal, we might be able to get somewhere. Cereal ending in an
end. Got cornflakes, got Weetabix, got shredded wheat. Bran flakes.
Is that the right cereal?
Yes.
Not a cereal in the television, it's a C. Cereal. Tiny particle holds key to shower.
Tap.
How's cereal spelled?
C-E-R-E-A-L. Cereal. I coat some bran in. That's what I'm saying.
And what does it end with? It's got to be an N.
N, yeah.
Three, six, five, two.
Not bran.
No, not enough, is it? B-R.
Is it bran?
No.
Bran. So, what is it? The old granny's out of Thomas on the bloody things, all sorts. Fruit and fibre.
There's cornflakes in there.
Muesli?
No.
Muesli. Oh, not ever stupid.
Shredded wheat. Sugar puffs. Puff wheat. Cocoa pops. Rice Krispies.
No, it's not cereal.
What?
Expression of regret. What? Short of 24 hours, what a pity.
Tough. Hard luck.
Sure, there's corn, wheat.
Bran?
No, that's...
No?
That's coming, that comes from that, doesn't it?
Mm. Oats? No.
This is, but I don't like it, don't you?
Corn.
What about corn? Not enough?
No. 2 minutes.
Corn? Wheat?
Barley?
No.
Barley? No, so on.
So stupid.
That's my barley.
B-A-R-L-E-Y.
It's white at the end. You sure it's breakfast cereal?
No. Yeah. No, that's not cereal, is it?
It's got to be cereal.
It's not cereal on the telly, no?
No, because that's S-C-R-I-A-L. Oh. This is C-R-E-A-L. 10
Frustrated. Oh. Angry. Mad.
Yeah.
Wendy.
David.
Got corn, barley, rye, oats,
grain.
Oh.
Grain.
Yeah.
That's what it says in here anyway.
Oh. Sorry, we got me A for me day. Summer, love a day, live a day. Isn't it? Expression of regret.
Can't be anything else really, can it?
No. Short of 24 hours, what a pity.
Tap now.
Love, leave.
Love them, leave them.
Love a day. No, some a day. Look at that tomorrow. All we want is 2 down now. Back up. Or 10 across, tension.
frustrated, aren't you, when you're doing something
for attention or like that?
To leave thee till tomorrow, but you done your other crossword? Done the star yet?
No, I've got to do the star. I've done the star, and that's
the one. Sure,
star.
What's your star?
Since Friday's full moon occurs in the area of your horoscope, relating to your hopes, friends, and wishes, you should be looking to the future with excitement and anticipation. But
Manny and room lived in my tummy.
Don't get your hopes too high or let yourself get too carried away after all. You know what people are like, so don't build your hopes up. What's he doing?
Plenty of his kilt on.
He went out to trouble. What a bloody name is that man.
Clever. On the picture of stars, and Mitch got the papers. There.
Aquarius, don't be quite so selfish or you might frighten
I'm not
away
selfish.
Someone you really care about. Relationships are well starred and a new one will turn out to be very important to your future. You are on the threshold of new things. And Keith's the same as mine. Don't be in too much of a hurry today or you could miss something important to your future. If you stop, listen, and you may learn something to your advantage that may ease a burden you have been carrying. Oh, they're going to tell me I've got the sack.
Aren't they maybe hungry? You got the card, Dave?
Yeah.
It's our Sully. Money at last seems to be coming in. But if you blow the whole lot on celebrating, you will be back to square one. So use your common sense if you are to finish up on top. Go about things in the right way and you won't have the same worries again. An unexpected kindness will thrill you and also be financially beneficial. This is a particularly good time to consider making major changes, either to your job, home, or personal life. It may prove traumatic, but it'll be worth it.
Yes, Diddy, I'm coming.
Hi, Bert.
Hi, Wendy.
I know we've got to say that.
See you later, is it?
Yeah, okay. Take care.
Fizz off. Have you got the card? He said he got the card.
Yeah, I got my card.
Have you got his money?
Yeah.
Well, I can get it in the cart, well, oh. Do.
Bye.
I don't like a K. Enchant. I don't like a K there. Plenty of space given. Plenty of room for a place with Cyril Smith on board.
About
who the fuck Cyril Smith when he's out?
Cyril Smith, that bastard!
Yeah, that's right.
It's unusual for you.
Deliberate deception.
Nice. Billy Lar. Did I tell you Billy Lar got a job?
Put that together.
Did I tell you?
Don't find me before Christmas.
I thought I told you.
No, where?
I thought I told you. For 5 minutes. See, 70 people went for the job.
Oh,
see?
He got it, yeah.
And he got it. Wait, weeks and weeks.
Yeah. He thought he never got it, but it comes through.
Yeah.
Because they chose it. Yeah.
Guess where?
Oh, God, not security again. Where to now?
Well, guess where?
In Bristol? Oh, in the galleries?
The BBC on the door.
Oh, my God.
I thought I told you last week.
No.
Sharon stopped me and told me. Been there 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, shut up. Well, the pay won't be right, or it's too cold, or the night's too long, or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go and see her, see the babies before Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
The
well,
same
I'm going to go because I've been the same. It gets on my nerves.
Nah, I don't want to be bloody stuck up there with India. Oh, she can't help it, can she? But it puts you off going when he's in, doesn't it?
So, You know, while I was round there, it would pop round 5 minutes if he was there.
That's it, it's enough, isn't it? You know? Sort of say, well, I got to go now. Oh, I bet they're lovely now.
I bet she wonders what's happened to me. I bet she thought.
I bet Scott.
You see, she'd have wrote to me. And says, you know, she usually do if I haven't been round for a while. She'd say, oh, what's the matter? Have I done something wrong? Or why you haven't been round? Or perhaps she thinks, well, it's too far to catch.
She can't help it, see, can she? And she can't get on about with all them kids, can she? I suppose she got, no, she only got the one in with the little baby, hadn't she? Well, you're in a baby now.
She's got three in, haven't she? Only one at school.
Was only Scott at school?
Yeah. I don't know if Shane was starting in September.
He's bound to be now. He's at
school. I imagine, yeah.
And then there's
Simon.
So that's
Scott, Shane, Simon, and Ben. Yeah.
Yeah. So how old's Ben now? Two?
He must be two in January, and the other one's in January, I think, something like that.
That one must be, one's three, one's two. It's only 12 months, isn't there, between them?
I haven't seen her for months.
No sooner she got over one pregnancy, she was in it again, wasn't she? And it's still good for her to go on and think she's going to get a little girl, is it?
Because when she left here, she thought she was pregnant at all, didn't she?
Mm. Like Sharon, she thinks she is, and I don't know, I forgot to ask.
Who's Sharon?
Over the bingo, Sharon. Just had a little baby, Cameron. It's lovely.
Sharon?
No. Sharon, she got Carly. Her mother goes over the bingo. Her mother got tattoos on her arm.
I probably do know.
Yeah. Because she said to me, she said, guess what? I said, what? She said, I've got to go for a pregnancy test. I said, oh, fuck me, what for? She said, well, I've seen nothing since the baby's been born. And I said, well, you do if you're breastfeeding. Don't always do.
Yeah.
And she said, oh my God, she said, I don't know. She said, Paul's going to leave me. If I'm pregnant again, I suppose it's believable as well as yours.
It takes two, doesn't it?
Yeah. He's three. No, he's the same age as their baby next door, isn't he? Same age as Denise's little girl. What's that, 3 months? Three and a half months.
That's the only trouble, the unit, so we can watch Googie
coming. Yeah, I can't see anything now. Anybody could sneak around here and listen to our conversation.
Before we could see him coming in, couldn't we? I used to sit there and say, so it does
go. Yeah. As long as it's in fucking Sheila and Mac, I can't put up with that today. And they usually come on a Wednesday.
Get asked about the times recently?
Well, I think they wanted to go with him today. She said, is he taking anybody? And I said, well, I expect so. I thought, oh my God, what do you say?
She said, he's taking my mother.
I said, well, I really don't know, but I think so. She said, oh, well, should I get Sally to get me some up before Christmas? She said, I gave Mary all what we've bought. Daddy, all that what she bought, she gave all to Mary because she had Ben's birthday party. And it was three mothers hired the home and the cake and everything between them to have three parties. And she said, well, there's about 50 odd kids in three parties. So she said, to help Mary out, she said, I gave her all the sweets and chocolate I had. She said, so the kids could have something to go over with. Oh, well, shut your mouth. Ben's such
Friday.
A lovely boy. He's got lovely manners. He's so quiet. Of course, I brought him up, she said. Oh, shut your mouth.
What did she say on Monday?
Yeah, she didn't go till...
Because I was more or less going as she come in.
What did I do for tea Monday? David done it. He came out here twice to start, and in the end, he just banged the top of the bleeping cooker up and carried on. Because they have eggs, don't they? They have bacon, eggs, bacon, beans, tomatoes, mushrooms, and fried bread.
They had chops last night, didn't they?
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight? I'm doing chicken
got
pieces.
Nothing. I don't know what to do. I've got nothing.
You should got something.
I got a tin of corned beef. I could open. I could do some potatoes. I suppose green potatoes or something. Or I could open some tins of potatoes and you'll fry them with corned beef and beans.
I thought you should get your stuff in for the week.
Well, I do, but I've used my chops. And I didn't. The fish fingers we threw a whole box out last week because we never used them. We threw the pastas out because we didn't use them. We've got plenty of cheese. I could do a cheese and potato pie tonight. Yeah, it's easy. No. Mm. Though I've done it bloody last week. Eva's late in
and I left it on the side instead of leaving it in the grill. It got dry, and he came in, he said, what's this? I was just going to ping him. What's this up here? I said, where's your tea? He said, oh, bloody one. I said, what you got to do is put it in the microwave 2 minutes. I'm doing that. I said, oh, my food out of fucking microwave. So I thought, oh, shut up. When I came back from bingo, he said, I went at the shop, at the chip shop, he said, and got some fish and chips from the tea. I said, well, tough, you'll pay for it now. I said, well, poor. Bloody hell. He said, I'd rather have had 2 tins of vegetable soup, he said, with a nice pot of potatoes. That would have suited me in half a loaf of bread. He said, I have chips for my dinner. I don't want chips for my dinner. I said, I've never cooked a chip since bleeding all year. I said, I told you, if you want chips, you go to the chip shop. He said, well, he said, I have Kentucky dinner time, he said. So I said, well, I said,
that pissy head all, didn't he?
Yeah. I said, you're fucking full. I said, if you don't want, I said, what I got here, that's fucking tough. And he said, don't get your pissy head on with me. I said, you got your pissy head on with me. I'm your mother. This is my home, and please respect her. I said, even. Anyway, in the next breath, he said, put some supper then. I said, want some supper? He was laughing. I told him they could put the bleak crumpets in the bloody toaster again.
And put the alarm off.
My God, it was like, well, it was like a fog out here. Thick black.
He was dipping them in his tea yesterday. Did you see him?
No, he always does that dirty swine.
He dips everything, doesn't he?
It's horrible habit he got into. My back's...
He's always done it.
Or is this my fan?
I've
got facts there. Where did I get these from there?
That's yesterday's. This is today's, what he's bought.
Oh, well, that's right. Of course I have. Sweet cat.
That's what I got from the post office. I bet he bought two of them.
Yeah, I bet he bought more than I never brought you back no money. Where's my money gone? Went up there.
I bet you've took it.
There! Oh, I said to him this morning, I said, what's it, joke's this? Yeah. I said, what joke's this? He said, what joke's what? I said, you should have brought back £95. He said, it's £10 extra.
When was that today?
He said, crap. I said to him, there's £61, I think, on there. He said, we'll have to get bags and papers and petrol. He said, what? He said, well, that's it. I said, you realise we owe Julie £15 and she wants it today. We borrowed it to go out with. We'll have to pay her, won't you? I thought, wow, I don't know. He's hopeless.
Why does she want it today? Oh, we've got to check that.
Well, yeah. So she said, give me 13, didn't she? Because she owed me two.
I don't know. What?
Yeah, so I gave her 13. And that's what she said. I might as well go with David. Sally don't know. I got £13 in my pocket. So that was that. And she went up and got out of her bank for a squirt with Monday because we had no money.
Oh no, because I got you your flags, didn't I?
That's right.
But I didn't bring the papers.
I paid you yet,
no.
I don't know, I won't have my hair pruned this week, but you can't really afford it.
Can't you? Should do it next week then.
Yeah, what?
We'll see how we get on tomorrow. I could always do it and then pay me next week.
No, I don't really want to do that. I don't even have any. It's a bit off, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't worry, do I?
No, I know, but...
I said that to Mrs. I'll see if I can afford one before Christmas. I said, well, don't bloody worry. She said, but I couldn't do that.
Don't worry me.
Don't worry, you know I don't worry.
I'm not in a very strong position, many ways.
I asked one of them, didn't I?
Yeah, nobody said yes, did they?
That's quite nippy. They give our wine some money for doing me hair.
See what he says when he comes in.
See, I can't afford to have my hair done this week. Can you afford to give our Wendy some money? Her sister in 25 quid. Ow! See how much she charges in this shop? I couldn't do that. I couldn't be nasty and do that.
He got by the lovely worst present. He said, what can I buy her, Mum? What can I buy her as a bloody
necklace?
He said she got rings, she got necklaces, she got 2 or 3 watches. He said she got everything imaginable. She got a bleeding leather jacket and she got a bloody whatever this
called. Hickory Dam Town?
That's what I said. He said, no. He said, I'll put some money in her cart and say, get some of yourself. I said, well, that is nice. He said, well, I don't know, Mum.
He was going to buy me a church ring. He said, oh, I'll buy your watch instead. So he bought me the watch.
Nice, isn't it?
I said, I don't really want eternity ring because I can't get it on my finger. My fingers are so small. If I put another ring on, it cuts. I have that one.
Mm.
And it cuts right on my fingers now. Can you?
Got three on,
yeah. But I can't wear three because it cuts.
I want my others. I've had them stretched once. I want some stretching. I've got a beautiful ring on there. I'll never put some on. He moans when we go out. He says, I bought you that bloody dress ring here 30 years back. Why didn't you wear it? And I said, well, it's too tight. Get it stretched. I've already had it stretched once. It might break.
Yeah. I doubt if you'll be able to have it done again.
And I wanted a peeler, an O. An O, my finger is. Me and listen. Instead of letting me try it on first, no. You listen to that bleeding stupid Debbie. She stuck it on her bleeding finger. She's got fat fingers, that'll do. It wasn't no good. It bloody pinches. Oh, it hurts.
I don't want that.
No, I mean, these I can move
up. I got rings up home that's too small for me. I can't wear them.
It's a shame, isn't it?
I've got another two rings, didn't I? To have many bigger.
Yeah,
she kept them.
Yeah, well, she kept them, has she?
No, she got one on the finger and gave Kerry the other. I told you ages ago. Remember? I told you.
So she put on clean, didn't she?
Made bigger for me. She gave me that one, didn't she?
Yeah, that's a nice one, mate.
She took the diamonds. She wears it on that hand. It was our nan's. Remember that big diamond ring show, all the diamonds? No, but it was her ring.
Oh, that round one's beautiful.
Yeah.
When he was in the big ring.
No, it was her ring. Built up diamonds, it is.
Lovely.
Three, like, tiers of diamonds. Our nan had a lovely ring, and when Jeff got her into trouble, she had a bloody great big diamond ring, didn't she? Can you remember, years ago?
Mm.
You know, she had a great big diamond ring, and our grandad had to sell it.